This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
U.S. butter prices have been in the clouds, and part of the reason for that may actually lie in the sometimes controversial TikTok social media. That, according to StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski, who's our guest this week on our Milky Monday. Here's Lee Milky.
Dave, it was kind of a slow week last week as far as USDA reports that we regularly monitor. The big news last week, of course, was Hurricane Ian and the devastation that it is raising in the southeast part of the country. Let's look at dairy. We have a block and barrel cheese price spread that's quite wide. How long will that continue?
Good question, Lee. It's been going on for some time now, and it's gotten exacerbated here recently, although we do expect it to converge here a bit. Yeah, I mean, over 20 cents mid last week, and I think near a record. It's not a record. But, you know, I look at it and say, I think perceptions of the market were that barrels ought to come down, and that can still happen here. But seasonally, you know, we're in a strong demand time frame. So my guess would be that we can live in a $2 market for cheese here for several more weeks as we get geared up for, you know, the holidays.
What's surprising is that butter continues to stay in the clouds.
Yeah, butter demand has been good. I mean, we turned a corner 10 years ago on butter demand. And here recently, most recently, you know, it's obviously a production issue. It's a retail demand issue going into the holidays. You know, all of those things are playing a role. But, you know, you also have things like TikTok, Lee. We don't give enough credit to TikTok. You know, TikTok, they've got these butter boards, these charcuterie butter boards, and people are putting butter on wood boards and then putting all kinds of food on top of it. I mean, you know, people love butter. You know, and it's just the demand for butter is strong. The demand for fat is strong. People want dairy fat. We underestimate this in the industry, I think, to our peril. That being said, $3 is probably not going to last forever. You know, I don't think at some point here we are going to see the price of butter start to come back down. Cream multiples are not keeping pace with this latest little bump in price. So I think that you'll start to see things slowly start to roll over as some of these, the holiday pipeline gets filled up. And then you're still going to probably live in a $2 plus butter market for quite some time, but we won't be over $3 for much longer.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krasowski in Chicago.
Thank you, Lee. Seeing youth in action at the All-American Dairy Show that was recently held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And John Clark was there with a special guest.
With Michelle Reisner. Welcome, Michelle. Tell us a little bit about this show.
Thank you, John, for the All-American Dairy Show. It's also home to the Premier National Junior Show, which is the largest one-day all-youth, all-dairy event in the world. We've got 1,000 kids that showed, plus 400 kids were involved in the dairy judging contest, and the 150 kids that were involved with the junior dairy management contest.
So this show really is youth-oriented and really gives an encouragement to those youth to continue this industry and be part of it.
Absolutely. That's our goal, because if we don't support our youth, we won't have an industry. And that funnels down from our president, Michelle Kornman, who really is the leader behind all of this.
This show is so well choreographed, but give folks a little bit of that flavor of the special pageants that happen when you pick those supreme animals, because that truly is special.
Well, thank you, John. Yeah, we do try to do some special things with our supreme pageant. We had our Premier National Junior Supreme Pageant. The kids come in with their animals, and they are under the spotlights. It's a dark arena, and then the spotlight is suddenly on them and their animals. They are wearing custom-made champion sashes. Then they get all lined up in a half circle, and then the lights come back on, and the judges do their picks for Supreme. We have the secretary and the state dairy princesses here, and they present the awards. Emery Bewley, who had Supreme Heifer, I talked to her after the pageant, and she was like, that was just amazing. That was the coolest thing. And that's our goal, is for as many kids as possible to have that opportunity.
Plans must be underway for 2023, Lord willing.
Absolutely, yes. Most definitely a year-round planning event. Actually, I've already started on 2023, and so yes, it truly is a year-round affair.
Michelle Reisner with the All-American Dairy Show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, John.
Our thanks to John Clark for that report from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.